The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show, and it's Barry's List up, and Nick has already got the head bobbing. He is digging some money.
This is the stupidest song.
It's not stupid.
It is.
I bet you the lyrics make sense.
Yeah, money. Rock the money.
Ride the pony, right?
I thought she was saying rock the money.
You wouldn't dance to this, though? Like, if you know, you had a little, you know, a couple drinks in you?
You would. You're already bobbing your head.
This is like, this is one of the three or four songs you can play at any club in America to get white people on the dance floor. If you play this, white chicks that have lost their virginity in the back of a Trans Am will flood the dance floor when this comes on.
I told y'all in the past, when I was a mobile DJ. When I was a mobile
this
DJ.
AC/DC,
Gary Glitter.
Tone Loke, Wild Thing, and Young MC's Bust a Move. You play any of those, and I'm telling you, white
there's
chicks flood the dance
floor.
There's
more than that. Like Gary Glitter from Jock Jams, Rock and Roll Part 2.
Well, I'm just going off of my experiences at
when I was a DJ, they had the must playlist at any wedding, bar mitzvah, or family gathering, and you hit a majority of them. But yes, this was definitely top
so
of the playlist.
You asked about the lyrics. You said you thought they were better?
Yeah.
Let's just see if these are better than Duran Duran lyrics. Here she comes now saying, money. Shoot them down. Turn around. Come on, money. Hey, she give me love and I feel all right now. Come on, you got to toss and turn and feel all right now.
Complete sentence.
Because you make me feel so good. So fine. It's all mine. Well, I feel all right. Yeah.
But the one...
Doc? Well, you should shake it, money. Shotgun dead and I'll come on home. Yeah. What? Don't stop cooking because I feel all right now. Don't stop, come now, money.
Okay, dude, so Duran and Billy Idol both don't make sense.
No.
Okay.
But at least Billy Idol had better facial expression.
That's true. And
with
he did a little air punch and back and forth.
Punch, yeah.
I don't understand, though, why people like this song so much. It's a horrible song. It's just the most...
You know why? Because it's a Jock Jam song.
Well, it's stupid.
Because they play it in every... Or they at least played it. And it's a hot timeout in every arena.
That's true.
In America.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian said, what the hell is wrong with Joel? His last two songs were great. I'm with you.
I'm not.
Totally with you. I thought, look, Craig has some that were actually, one of them was on my list for sure.
What?
Blue. That song, Blue. Is it?
Robin Blue.
Yes.
Blue,
yes.
That one. Yeah.
You did that. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Really? It's like
that's what it sounds like in my head.
It's like
too.
A Muppet song. It's like you could just see puppets just going, I'm blue, blah, 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 blah.
It's just like, man, these people actually made some serious money on that. That's just, I don't know.
I'm not going to mention the song that I thought was on Nick's list.
What? Oh, yeah. Don't want no short bleep, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want no short. You don't think you think Nick hates that song?
Yeah,
it's like a personal.
I do
attack.
Hate that song.
It's called Penis Envy,
but not because I've had not because of any past experiences.
Right, of course.
Not because it hits home.
No. Yeah,
not because I feel like she wrote it about me, but just because it's a stupid song.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you.
Right. Okay. So we mentioned a little NBA. I had that soundbite for you, but the Rockets quietly going for 6 in a row tonight, taking on a better than you might expect Indiana Pacers team at the Toyota Center. But James Harden looks to keep it going. The team is playing outstanding. I caught up on the DVR on the Chris Paul produced series, Chapter 3, the CP3 move to Houston.
Okay.
Kind of like a 30 for 30. Was kind of disappointed. Like, I was expecting a lot more. There was some behind the scenes. He's got some big brand new crib somewhere here that they were showing too. But, But overall, aside from that, I mean, I'm just thinking, look, I like this team. It's amazing what this team is doing. For all that we've said about how bad the super team in OKC that was supposed to be competing with the Warriors has been, the Rockets have been the exact opposite. They've been playing great, and hopefully they can keep it up because their schedule's kind of cushy right now with all these days between games. You think about last week, they only played twice. This week, they played, Saturday, Sunday night. Now they don't play till tonight, Wednesday night. They're getting big breaks. But they're doing what you're supposed to do. You take advantage of when the schedule has these little dips in it where you can play some home games and get some days off and get some rest. And, man, I can't bag on them right now.
I kind of like it, and I kind of don't. Their next back-to-back is until December 28th and 29th. December 15th and 16th, they have a back-to-back as well. And I know the NBA was trying to cut down on the back-to-backs.
Yep, that's why they started earlier.
And I kind of like that, but in a way, I really like having something to watch almost every night.
Yeah, selfishly, it doesn't.
It kind of sucks that, last night was, there's really not a whole lot going on. No Rockets game, nothing. No, I mean, there was some basketball, but not enough to draw me away from watching Godless or playing video games. It was like, okay, I guess I could watch
a little bit of the Wizards T-Wolves game, and then totally forgot that John Wall wasn't playing. So I was like,
he's only two weeks more, something like that. Yeah, but then I saw the score of that game because I was going to go back to it, and it was close. But Washington was losing, and then I see this morning they came back and won.
Yeah, they came back and won, and that's I don't think that looks good on Minnesota because they basically had everybody, and then Washington didn't have John Wall, and then Beal going into the game. I think he was like top 10 in scoring. I think it was like 22 points a game, and he had a bad game. So they beat him with a bad Bradley Beal and without John Wall. So I don't know.
You know why that is, though. Beal's numbers are going to actually go down because now teams can actually double-team him and put more pressure on him because Wall's out of the lineup.
Yeah. Yep.
But I think the Raiders of the NBA, in terms of the sexy pick for being a big-time team, was Minnesota coming into the season, and I'm a little surprised at how disappointing they've been. Because they got talent on that team. When you talk about Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns.
Towns is good.
But they're about Wiggins. Where Cleveland was last week. I mean, or a week ago.
They don't have that kind of talent.
No,
to be able
but
to
I'm
flip
saying, I mean, they're 12-9. They're fifth in the West. That's not horrible considering how tough the West can be.
But remember when we looked at the Rockets' losses yesterday and we said, okay, Memphis twice, Philadelphia, yeah. Toronto. There's really nothing to squawk at there because of the fact even Philly's playing good basketball when they're all healthy. So, you know, there's nothing that you say. Those were really bad. Minnesota's got some bad losses.
The Suns isn't great.
That's awful.
The Hornets.
Dwight Howard's a beast. But
yeah, Wizards, Heat, Pistons.
See, the Wizards. Relatively Warriors, low scoring game, too.
Pistons twice, Pacers, Spurs. I mean, it's not terrible losses. Nah. The Suns isn't obviously a good one. I was looking at the Rockets schedule because you mentioned it, and it just something stood out to me because I have their complete calendar. So you look at, you know, October. 5-3 in the month of October. If they win tonight, they would have gone 12-1 in the month of November. That's ridiculous about that.
They've won 11 of 12 coming into tonight's game regardless, which is a hell of a streak.
Yeah, 11-1 over their last 12. But, I mean, just to hang up 12-1 on your resume
in a month,
pretty damn good.
Here's what I was thinking, too. Because of the fact that, when you know, simply from a fan perspective, fans like to see good games and things like that, right? But from a team perspective, from even someone that worked in the front office for the team, when you see some of these names pop up on the schedule, you always think, well, there's a blowout win. And they never go that way, and sometimes they even lose the game because, for whatever reason, teams are lackadaisical or they look past the team or whatever. They're not doing that this year. It's like, do you feel bad for the fan base? Are you happy? Because fans are going to the games, and they can leave early because the Rockets are up like 20 points and blowing the doors off of teams, and I think that's just great. That's what you're supposed to do. Whack the teams that you're supposed to dominate, and then, you know, go toe-to-toe with the best in the league to see where you stack up. But I love the way they're playing basketball this year because they're not taking anybody for granted. That, you know, they're not easing up and taking their foot off the pedal when they get up 15. They're going to get up 20 or whatever. And their best player is, once again, better than, if that's possible, better than he has been over the last 3 years when he's been an MVP candidate. And he is kicking ass, taking names, and he is not letting up. Defensively, I don't care. Offensively, he is a machine.
Yeah, I was looking at his output, and 21 was his worst this month.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No.
21 points.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, he's really pushing the gas right now. And the good thing about it is you really like the fact that they can mesh well, but more importantly, when they get off to like these really good starts, they're able to like try out and test out these lineups that perhaps they weren't able to. I think at one point they had PJ Tucker at center. It was a really tiny lineup, and they're just trying it out. And it gives them perspective. So I think the fact that they get off to like really good starts, and I want to say they're one of the top teams in first quarter points too. I think they're the top.
Yeah, absolutely, they have to be with the numbers they're putting up and averaging 60 plus in the first half of most games.
Yep.
And you know, the thing is too, to your point, Nick, the other thing, and I still want to see more of this, but I like the fact that they're capitalizing on the big leads as well. They're not taking their foot off the gas, but that's when he's able to try some different experimental lineups, putting different guys on the floor with guys they might not or otherwise play with to see how that chemistry works, because we talked about how important chemistry is. And the thing that I want to see is more of my idea of what a death lineup or a suicide lineup to combat Golden State would be when you just put all defenders out there for a while. Like, a team's really going to have to make a push because they're down 20. So they're really going to have to be running and gunning and trying to put it up. That's when I want to see Ariza, Capella, Chris Paul, Mbah Mute, and P.J. Tucker and say, we're going to tighten the screws on you and see for a couple possessions if we can't just, you know, suffocate you with a defensive lineup. Because whether you believe it or not, they're a top 10 defensive team too. And that's something that I don't think anybody would have expected. But some of those cagey little moves that they made, like Tucker and Mbah Mute, are really going to help this team throughout the entire year. I don't think you've even seen how much they're capable of doing defensively yet. But I think that's where you really need to capitalize on when you get these big leads. Get them some more playing time. Try some of those things out, because in the playoffs, those are going to be the lineups when you go offense and defense and sub in and out that are really going to make or break you when you need to stop.
I like the Tucker move when they made it. I mean, I was a big fan of that. And Mbah Mute, I was like, I mean, I didn't feel like that was going to be a great move. I appreciated what he could bring defensively, but I didn't expect him to be as big of a contributor as he is. So props to them for figuring that out.
I didn't think he was an offensive threat at all, but he can make some threes. He can do some things that I did not give him credit for. But I'm with you, because also from the standpoint, Tucker was a guy that got up in James's ass in the past and gave him a lot of problems and got real physical with him and tried to pick fights with him and get under his skin. So you add that to the mix, so that's one less guy Harden's got to deal with, for one thing. But secondly, it's the same reason why I said when the Rockets lost Parsons and brought in Trevor Ariza, I said, you watch, at the end of the year, the numbers are going to be the same, but the price tag is 50% less, if not more, and you're going to get more out of Ariza. When you get a P.J. Tucker, because we had talked about Trevor's still a good defender, he's not what he used to be, and you add depth to your defense by putting a guy that's a 3-and-D guy that plays good defense and can knock down the corner three, he can only help a team that shoots as many threes as the Rockets shoot.
Yep, so especially if he's knocking them down.
Yeah. I'm completely with you on this song.
I hate this. And somebody tweeted about Culture Club. They had Karma Chameleon.
Yep.
But yeah, you can play any Culture Club song, and I hate it.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it. I mean, it's not like
the little harmonica riff at the start of Karma Chameleon. And those lyrics, just repeat Karma, Karma, Karma Chameleon about 150 times. You're good.
Yeah, this one sucks.
I'm with you on that. And does Boy George not look like he could be the older brother of Sam Smith?
A little bit.
Just thinking about it. I mean,
a little
minus
bit.
The crazy hats and the hairdo.
Yeah. A little bit.
All right. All right, so Barry's got hour number two way back Wednesday. I see that the Twitter account for our humble radio station has put out our entire playlists, so you can see just exactly what songs we hate. Billy Ray Cyrus, by the way, Achy Breaky Heart was on my list, but because of our show open, it got bumped. Part of me is glad that it got bumped, and part of me is sad because then you guys would have agreed with me more how bad that song sucked too.
Yeah, that song does suck a lot. Even though I could do the line dance, it still sucks.
And I could not do that, and I don't think that I want to see
it. I don't remember it anymore, but I could do it at one point.
But I think people Facebook who don't like country music like that song.
You think so?
Yeah.
You might be right.
I like that song.
That's why you said it?
Yeah.
Okay. You should see the grin on Nick's face now. He really likes that song. That's all right, funny. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind that you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, tweet. We're here for you. Till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's such a This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yo, it's about that time. Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it. I like this song.
It doesn't
Nick
surprise
likes this
me.
Song too.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Why?
That you would be a Marky Mark fan.
I didn't say I'm a Marky Mark musical
fan. Well, if you
fan,
like
the
song,
like this song,
well, then you're a fan of the song. You're a fan
yeah,
of Marky
song.
Mark.
It doesn't necessarily mean I'm a fan of Marky Mark.
Oh, come on.
There
now.
Are certain groups you had that a Marky I hate Mark. Where there's a certain song that I like.
You had that Calvin Klein poster with Marky Mark in his
Not
drawers, didn't you?
No.
On the wall. You'd
no.
be like flexing
and
in front
next
of it. Like
you're going to say that I curled cinder blocks with just a bar between them.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That was Marky's own world.
That's when you were trying to get all swole.
You were more of a fan of his brother and his band.
No.
NKTOB seems like it's before
no,
your
speed. I was never a New Kids on the Block guy, and I didn't like this because this is at the height of when I was into hip-hop. And this just flew in the face of everything that was, like, to me, real hip-hop. This was commercialized and too poppy and all that. This sucked. It still sucks. You like this, don't you, Nick?
He does.
I do.
You would dance to this, wouldn't
I
you?
I would totally dance to this. You would, too. I wouldn't. You would totally.
The song dance. Comes on, I'm off the dance floor. I'm gone.
Just stop in the middle. Just stop
done.
Dancing. Just
done. Leaving the rest of the white people out
Head
there
to the
dance
bar.
To this.
Yeah.
You're going to line dance to Money Money, but you're not going to dance to Marky
not
Mark.
Not line dancing to Money Money.
What was the song you said you used to line dance
achy
to?
Achy Breaky Heart, because that was a line dance. The Achy Breaky. You do the Achy Breaky. somebody texted the show and said, I love how Barry never misses an opportunity to bust jokes on white people when he's part of the same demographic. Yeah. That's why I do it.
People are just...
Do you understand how that works?
I award you no points.
Black people make fun of themselves. White people make fun of themselves. Sometimes you do
Some
the other race.
Some white people make fun of their coworkers.
But you don't want to... Dude, do you not understand how this works? Really? Good Lord.
Get in a better mood, bro.
I can't believe a white guy is making fun of white people. What's that about? Jesus.
I say it every day when I leave the studio.
What?
Why is there a white guy that's making fun of another white guy every day? I feel bad.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to read this text because this person won't stop texting the show.
Okay.
And I'm hoping if I just read the words that he wants me to read. He sent this same text like 9 times already.
Okay.
Last 2 times it snowed in our area was the same year we were hit by a major hurricane. All right. I've read it. You don't have to send it anymore.
Weatherforecasters.com has projected 5,000 times. That we are in for a snowstorm this winter in Houston, Texas.
Do we? Are they?
That's basically what
he's
saying.
I mean, that's what he's saying, but I don't even know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
I feel like
he could be just
making
completely
it up.
Inaccurate with his stat, yeah.
I feel like it's only snowed maybe twice since I've lived here.
I agree. I've been here 24 years, and it's only snowed twice, and ironically, both times I was out of town.
Were you?
Yeah.
Are you going out of town in the next
no, I'm not planning
8
on it.
To 10 months?
No, you're good.
Well, then it's not going to snow.
There you have it.
I meant 8 to 10 weeks, not months, because it wouldn't snow in the next 8 months for sure. But yeah, through February, and even then, the end of February, it starts warming up. So you have about, I don't know, from January 1st to Valentine's Day for it to be cold. And then it's going to start. So there's a 6-week window where it might snow. I just don't, I mean, it's not a thing.
No.
It's just not going to happen. Somebody
well,
want to
know.
Was
the other thing, by the way, before we get off it, I mentioned that Chris Paul thing. Because you don't realize how much he did besides donating money during Hurricane Harvey. He was out there. He had Kevin Hart in, Demi Lovato. He was at the food bank. He was at the he's at the Boys and Girls Club, and he does a Q&A, and the one guy knows all of his stats, and he's like, whoa. And the guy's just rattling off all his stuff about him. He's really impressed. Then he takes another question. A little girl goes, do you realize that the last team you were with, as soon as you got there, there was a hurricane, and now you come to Houston and there's one too. Are you bad luck? And he was like,
wow.
Just like had to step away for a second. I'm like, and he goes, man, you know, kids are, they don't have any filter and they just let it fly. I guess not.
Wow.
That was pretty harsh.
I can't wait till Taylor starts saying inappropriate things around people.
That's she's be fun for you. There.
Is she already?
Yeah, she's getting
What has she said that's embarrassed you?
Not in front of, well, Lisa's embarrassed, but because she doesn't like the things that I teach her. Like, because I've taught her to wipe her own nose and everything, but I say, what'd you get? And she goes, boogers. And then we'll be like in the store and they'll be in the line checking out at like Target.
Uh-huh.
And she'll go, daddy, boogers, 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 boogers. And Lisa's so embarrassed. I'm
I think
like,
that's
I love
hilarious.
Her.
Really? Yeah,
I think
that's
it's
funny.
Great.
One time when my half-sister was a kid, we were up at my grandfather's house and he was too old to take care of his house. So they had hired a maid to clean his house for him. And my dad and me and my little sister were taking the maid home. And she doesn't live in the nice part of, well, he lives in Kenny, Texas. So there's really no nice part of Kenny, Texas. But the house that she lives in it's not all that.
Okay.
But whatever. But we pull up. And as we pull into the driveway, my little sister's in the back, and she's in a car seat, I guess, but she lifts her head up, and she looks around, and she looks at me, and she goes, this place looks like it has roaches. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
And the maid just looks at my dad, and he was just like, what are you going to do? I was just like, oh, God. And that's when I think I knew I didn't want kids. That was the moment when I was like, nope, never want to have to go through that. That's embarrassing.
I remember my niece, my sister's daughter, when we finally realized she had watched too much television, we went to McDonald's one day, and she got up on top of the table and started singing You Deserve a Break Today, and like knew every lyric to the song, and my mom went, Jody, I think she's watching a little bit too much television.
Right?
She sang every word to that McDonald's commercial, and my mom was just, she was really embarrassed.
That's funny.
I got this. How about this?
Okay.
CBS Sports just released it. Crazy but true. Despite starting only 6 games this year for the Houston Texans, only 4 quarterbacks currently in the NFL have more total touchdowns than Deshaun Watson. He has 21. Carson Wentz has 28. Brady, 26. Russell Wilson, 26. Kirk Cousins, 22. That's pretty impactful.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Speaking of impressive, the new college football rankings are out. And as much as I have not been impressed by one team from my home state, lo and behold, they have finally for 1 week cracked the top 4. And do I need to tell you one more time? It'll be the only week that they'll be in the top 4. But we'll talk about the college football rankings next because they're out and you probably want to get in on that as well. At least Mike probably does. And you know who he is. But he's a fan of a team that's in there too. We'll be back with a whole lot more of the Usual Suspects, ESPN XM5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You found it. Houston's home for Aggie sports. ESPN 97.5 FM.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What?
You were like saying no. I just let it play.
You like
out.
This song?
I don't.
I saw you dancing.
I do not. I was kiddingly dancing.
Nick, is this high on your list?
No.
Okay, good.
This isn't a song that you can dance to?
No.
I mean, he'll dance to it. Just don't expect him to keep his pants on. Right?
On weekends, when Nick has his second job, this is what...
What's my second job, Joel?
Stripper.
No. Negative.
No?
Come on, Nick. You've come into the women's parties as a cop, cowboy.
Ladies, you're under arrest.
Huh? essentially the guys from the Village People is where you start, but it's how you finish.
That's, yeah.
No.
I can see that.
That's all you have to, yeah, that's all you have to say?
You wouldn't be a dancer?
I would not.
A dancer.
All texting, no tweeting said, wait, I didn't know Barry was white. I know. Neither did anyone else.
Have you gotten all your Hanukkah shopping done? Just asking.
Just loaded up on dreidels.
Just a friend, of course.
Just loaded up on dreidels. White people not getting white people jokes. That is so white people. It's from NASCAR Johnny. I know it's not sportsy, but did y'all see the trailer for the new Avengers? I think I've seen it, but I don't remember. I have a terrible memory. I know you guys. I know you guys don't get into that, but I'm pretty geeked about that and Star Wars.
Jong would be the resident expert.
Yeah,
I like the Avengers. I mean, I just haven't seen the trailer.
And then what's the new one that came out? It was the DC one. Everybody said it wasn't that good.
Iron Man?
No, it was with the Wonder Woman and all that. I don't remember. But I want to see that one too, but everyone said it was kind of disappointing.
The Defenders of the Universe? I don't know.
What? The Defenders of the Universe? No.
I heard John talking about it. He got an advanced screening of whatever it was.
Did he? He's fancy pants. That's why.
That's right.
Nick Sharawa has the cutest radio voice. Oh my God, 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 God. There was a lot of G's at the end. I don't know why that was.
Is that a text?
Yeah, that's a text. You have the cutest radio voice, Nick, apparently.
Okay.
You have a voice like a baby.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
No name on it. No idea who sent that.
George.
No idea. George. Hey, Joel, your team's in. Just beat the crap out of Ohio State and enjoy it. By the way, what the hell is a Buckeye? That was from OU Mike.
It's on a tree. It's like a nut. It legitimately is. Buckeye grows on a tree.
Yeah, it's like a deer's eye.
And it's like a nut.
Is that like a deer's eye?
What's a deer's eye?
A deer's eye. It's called ojo venado. I think I'm saying that right. It's okay. My wife introduced me to this. It's apparently a thing. And you ever heard of ojo?
Yeah.
In Spanish? Yeah. That's like a jinx almost, right? Like, I learned about ojo through my wife. You've never heard of this, Nick?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All the Latinas you've dated and they never talked about ojo?
Maybe, but I just
don't
remember.
They don't talk. They just get together.
Hey, baby, I want to have some sex. and then you go home? That's Nick's date. That's his dirty talk. You want to have sex and then you leave?
Nick knows Spanish. Andale, andale. That's it.
Let's go. But ojo is basically like, let's say you see like I'm in the store with Nora, and then you're like, oh, and she's like, oh, look at that little girl's ponytails. They're so cute. But then she'll walk over and touch the little girl's hair. And I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? And it's like maybe a little Hispanic girl. And she's like, oh, I don't want to give her ojo, her hair. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, and, you know, we think sometimes if you compliment somebody on something, then that ends up getting ruined. Like if someone's like, hey, nice bike, and then your bike gets stolen or breaks, they gave you ojo because you're supposed to touch it.
It's like bad luck?
Yeah, or a jinx. And so if you compliment, oh, her little ponytails are cute, then her hair falls out or something happens to her hair. Like, I don't know,
really?
She gets gum in it or something and has to get it cut. That would be ojo, so you have to touch it, which... it's all fine and good until you're just having to touch random babies in a store and people are calling security on you. You're like, I'm doing it for you, lady.
Joel, I think you're a great radio host.
You put ojo in your career.
As much as I'll take my chances, don't touch me. How about that? I'll take my chances, don't touch me.
But that's so then what they talked about, I still may have one in my truck, as a matter of fact. But they have these things, it's called a deer's eye, basically. But in Spanish, I think it's ojo venado, but I may be saying that wrong. So
okay.
Don't make fun
but
of
it
me,
grows
people.
On a tree.
No, but it's just this thing. You can get it on a keychain, on a necklace, and buy it individually. But you supposedly keep it in your car or in your pocket, or you wear it, and you don't get ojo. So it's supposed to bring you good luck as well. Can't believe you've never heard of this. I feel like I'm just telling you guys. I feel like right now I could tell you guys anything and you'd believe me, but all that is true. But that
I
when
would
you
hope
said Buckeye.
You bring something to the table that we could believe in.
Google, let me see.
The tree species Esculus glabra is commonly known in Ohio as a Buckeye or a fetid Buckeye. It is one of 13 to 19 species. Also called horse chestnuts. It actually looks like a chestnut, but that's what a buckeye
does. It?
Is. Yeah.
Look, this is.
See it? It looks like a brown eye more than a buckeye, but.
Okay, yeah, that's not what this looks like. This is a deer's eye. That's the one that's on a keychain there.
Okay.
All right. So it's not necessarily the same. But yeah, this is called ojo de venado.
You were close.
V-E-N-A-D-O.
You give him a pass on that
yeah,
one, right,
but,
Nick? He
but
was close.
Google it. Ojo de Venado and see what it is. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a deer's eye, I guess is what my wife explained it to me as.
All right.
I had to Google it all because I thought, she's trying to make me look stupid. Like, I'm going to have to, I'm going to be walking around touching babies on the head and then just get, I'll end up losing my job like other people for just touching babies. That's not good. But I, no, I Googled it all. She was right. It's a thing. It's kind of like putting the egg under the pillow and stuff.
I don't know what Matt Lauer was touching, but he lost his job.
I don't know. Yeah. How much did he make?
God, he was making $28 million a year and it's gone.
There's a lot of things, that I would and would not do for $28 million. And screw it up, I wouldn't do that for $28 million. Harassing women, not worth it. You got $28 million.
I know it's a pain in the ass for Lisa to get up on that morning schedule, but it would be a whole lot different if she was getting up making $28 million a year.
Be like, you better get your ass up and go
yeah,
to work,
no
woman.
Doubt. I'll be your alarm clock as long as I get to go to the country
Man,
club and play golf after.
Would you go straight up Mrs. Mom and like have dinner ready when she got home and wake her up?
No,
get her ready for work.
We would employ someone that would do
order
that for
food.
Me.
Yeah.
But if that wasn't a choice, if it was status quo or at $28 million, you basically had to have dinner ready for her when she got home. You had to do her laundry. You had to get her up for work, bring her coffee in bed, get her going, all those things. Would you do that?
For $28 million, probably.
I would, too.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
But
what else do you want me to do?
But I would
rub your shoulders when you get home. You
I
can have the remote.
I would find a way to employ someone to do.
I mean,
if
I would
I'm
probably
making, if our family's making $28 million a year.
But that wouldn't be the
yeah,
deal.
You could just
you'd
subcontract
have to clean the house.
That stuff.
No, you'd have to clean the house. I mean,
how
you'd
would
have
she
to
know?
Do all those things.
She's busy out making money
because she was going to see the budget. She's going to know why are we spending $200-$300 a week on maid service? What is that about?
Well,
I thought the deal was
you'd have
you
to negotiate
that.
An allowance. You know what I mean?
And then
you
just,
do whatever
okay.
you want. With
your
it.
Allowance.
Now you're getting yeah. smart, but that's not part of the scenario. I'm just asking, would you just go straight Mrs. Mom?
He just wants us to say that we would become two bitches.
Right.
In the
I
event.
Would do it. I'm saying I would
I know,
do it.
I would too. I mean,
I totally would do
you
it.
You didn't even ask me because you knew I would do it. But,
I know.
But yeah.
You have to wear a French maid outfit when you do it.
Hell yeah, I'd still do it.
Oh my God.
Totally. Like with no back on it, whatever, heels. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'd walk with a switch and everything. I don't care.
What if you have to listen to this song? The entire time, no. every day for the rest
I'd
of your
rather,
life.
I'd rather be homeless.
You get $28 million a year.
I'd rather be homeless. I'm just kidding. I
is
would totally listen to this
is
song.
Is this the Muppet song?
Huh?
Is this the Muppet song?
What's the Muppet
blue,
song?
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. This is that song.
Yeah.
This is a terrible song.
I like this song.
I literally can see the Muppets singing this song.
Hey, let's look up the lyrics to this song.
Not based on the lyrics.
Are there actually lyrics to it?
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, yeah, it probably just says, I'm blue. Yeah, it's just da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. The hell?
Sounds like the Police.
This makes no sense. No wonder these are the worst songs. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. You know what? I feel like this is somebody that was like had an idea for a song. They were like, I don't know what we would say yet, but it'd just be like, abba-dee-abba-da, da-ba-dee-abba-da. They were like, screw it. Let's record that.
Yeah, and then it totally got big by accident.
Yeah, and they were like, wouldn't that be funny if people bought this crap?
Well, look at how many songs
they did it as a
big
prank.
By accident.
I bet you this will. I bet you no one will buy this. And they're like, holy crap, we're touring on this piece of garbage?
Look at how many songs got big by accident that was a joke, like William Hung. That he
absolute
don't
joke.
Don't
absolute
you say
joke.
Anything bad about William Hung, Joseph.
That's your guy?
That is a national treasure is what he is. Don't you dare.
And what was the other one? The Asian guy that had the like number one
John?
Song in America. No. Oh.
William Hung sang one of the songs that's on my list today. She bangs.
Yeah, she bangs. That was his big deal.
Yep.
But then there was one recently. And I forget where the guy was from, but he was kind of...
Oh,
like,
Gangnam
was,
Style.
Yeah, Gangnam Style. There you
Psy,
go.
Psy, I think is his name.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, that one. And that blew up all over the country.
Joey
yeah.
Geiger said being a male entertainer is actually pretty lucrative. He's done it twice.
Oh, you mean like stripping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's lucrative.
Yeah, you're just not cut out for that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't have the body
you.
For it.
I'm,
yeah.
not, I'm not suggesting. I'm telling you.
Jeez. All right, we're going to get to the new college football rankings next. See if you guys have any thoughts on that. We'll cover that. We'll get to a whole bunch more. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call, text, tweet. We're here till 4. ESPN 975.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So I guess so far you could classify my list as the overly slow-mo love song sappy stuff for the most part that I don't like. And Barry doesn't like the hyped up, over-commercialized. Like, this song was like, it's a good term.
Corny. Gimmicky. Corny rap.
Yeah, it was like a gimmicky thing.
It wasn't real hip-hop to me. Right. DJ Jazzy Jeff and all that. I mean, don't get me wrong, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
On his own.
Ridiculously good DJ.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, maybe one of the better DJs in hip-hop history. From a turntables perspective, being able to
make music. But when he rapped with Will Smith, a lot of the music that he made was kind of like that. It was very popish. It was
another group I hated like this that I thought was too kind of corny was Kid and Play. Loved the movie. Loved House Party.
Oh, I like
Robin Harris sold that. I hated their music, though.
Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody.
Corny.
I liked it.
Sellout style music.
I don't hate the song. I mean, I'd listen. I wouldn't care. I was just saying, it's a cheesy song in a cheesy era. It almost kind of fit.
I'm with you. That's why I hated it. Yeah. It was looked at as not real hip hop when I was coming up. How will anyone think Barry is white when Google thinks you're Pakistani?
What?
You know what they're talking about?
No.
You haven't heard that commercial with Raheel? I think it comes on the stream sometimes.
Like,
who's the best UT grad Pakistani on-air radio talent that doesn't come on before 4 o'clock? Google. And they're like, Barry Laminack. He's like, what? I don't know. It runs on the stream sometimes. Yeah.
So the new college football rankings are out. Clemson, number one. Auburn, number two. Oklahoma, three. Wisconsin, four. And the two on the outside temporarily looking in, Alabama at five. Georgia at six. And a whole lot of things are going to get interesting starting Saturday, since the conference championship games will have Miami and Clemson. We'll have Georgia and Auburn. We'll have Wisconsin and Ohio State. We'll have Oklahoma and TCU. Your thoughts?
I'm excited.
It should be a good weekend of football.
I want nothing but chaos, by the way. I would love for there to be nothing but chaos. I want TCU to beat Oklahoma.
Okay.
I want Georgia to beat Auburn.
That'd be crazy.
I want Ohio State to beat Wisconsin.
Well, that's going
to
happen.
No offense. And I want Miami to beat Clemson. I want all that to happen.
If you want
all
that,
to happen.
You want that to happen, but I would think you'd want Wisconsin to win just because then they have a weak schedule, but they're undefeated, to see if they would actually put them in.
Nope. I want all that to happen.
Because if Ohio State beats Wisconsin, are they in? Or do they have to have help?
It depends on what happens in the rest of the games. I mean, if Wisconsin loses and Auburn beats Georgia, then Alabama probably moves up if Oklahoma wins and Clemson wins. But if any of those teams lose and Ohio State wins, then Ohio State has the opportunity to move up along with Bama, who's idle. Bama could actually move into the top four by being idle if any of those four teams lose their conference championship game, which is crazy enough by itself to think about. But, yeah, Ohio State, because if again, think about the chaos. If Miami beats Clemson, Miami is 7 right now. They're on the outside looking in.
Right.
If Clemson loses, do they drop out of the top four? They would be a 2-loss team. Maybe, maybe not. They have Auburn 2nd, which surprised me that they would have, that the committee would have a 2-loss team at number 2 ahead of Oklahoma and an undefeated Wisconsin. But when you think about how good they're playing and the fact that they beat 2 number 1s in the last 3 weeks, that's what got them the number 2 ranking. But if they lose, or Oklahoma loses to TCU.
Boy, it's really going to get convoluted.
You've got all these two-loss teams, and Ohio State, if they beat Wisconsin, they would have won the Big Ten, and now you've got some of these other teams that have lost their conference championships that are two-loss teams that don't have a conference championship on their resume. Ohio State gets in. It could happen. It absolutely could happen.
You could actually have the rematch of that Oklahoma-Ohio State game, too, if the cards fall the way they see if Baker Mayfield wants to put a flag at midfield again.
How crazy is this to think that if Georgia beats Auburn, that would give Auburn three losses. They're probably out.
Yep.
All right.
As good as their run has been.
So if and if Miami, this is why I said if all this happens, if Miami beats Clemson, Miami probably gets into the top four. Okay. If everybody that I said I wanted to win wins, Miami, Georgia, Ohio State, and what was the other one that I said? TCU.
TCU's
probably the only one that doesn't get in,
right.
But Oklahoma would fall out. Auburn probably falls out. Clemson maybe doesn't fall out. Wisconsin definitely falls out because of strength of schedule, which means Alabama, Georgia, Miami move up. And maybe the only team that's left in there that lost would be Clemson. So your top four completely changes.
Yeah.
And then you'd still have Ohio State on the outside looking in, which is why I say maybe Clemson doesn't if they lose that conference championship.
And then you're going to have everybody saying the system's flawed
because you can't
look
have
for another solution.
Dude, if Miami beats Clemson this week and Miami doesn't make it to the top four but Clemson remains in somehow, they played head-to-head. How can you say, you know what I mean?
And that's the crazy thing because Auburn beat Georgia, but then if Georgia beats Auburn and they split
–
now Georgia could end up catapulting them getting in. Alabama stays out. Auburn stays out, and they're in at the end.
So it just looks like Alabama's not going to make the college football playoff.
But I'm saying if some of these teams get upset in these conference championships, Alabama
can just
probably – if TCU beats Oklahoma, guess what? TCU's not getting in. Guess who is? Alabama.
The bigger discussion is going to be if everything goes status quo with the exception of Ohio State beats Wisconsin, then it's going to be who gets in, Alabama or Ohio State?
Alabama.
One loss.
And they would have lost to, if Auburn wins, they would have lost to the number two team in the country. And I'm assuming there's no shame in that.
Blowout like Ohio State has on their resume from Iowa.
Right. Well, and Ohio State would have two losses. Bama would still only have the one to the number two team. So, yeah, Wisconsin controls its own destiny for sure.
For one more week. I'm telling you, it's over.
You can stop with that reverse
jinx
thing.
No, I'm serious.
I'm not believing
AJ
it.
I would stop. It's working.
Wisconsin. Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't
want to
see Wisconsin because I don't think it's a sexy
Wisconsin
team. It's not a fun team to watch.
They're
to me.
Never going
to
be a sexy team, but
I don't think the committee wants them in. Honestly,
I would love to see them do it for the state, for the school, for everything like that. I just don't see it happening. I just don't think that they are in the same class as the other schools in the top six. I really don't. And yes, and schedule has something to do with that as well. They didn't pick the schedule. It's just the way every couple of years you don't get Ohio State on it because of the unbalance in the Big Ten from that perspective. But I just don't think that they're worthy of being a national championship caliber team. But I've had Buckeye friends of mine say, you guys are going to beat us. And I'm like, I don't see it. My father-in-law, who's a huge, huge football fan and a high school football coach, thinks it's going to be a hell of a game. I don't. I fear it's going to be another 59-0 blowout Big Ten title game that Ohio State did to them a few years ago, but I hope I'm wrong. So, I don't care if they're sexy or not. If they just keep winning.
But to me, if they beat Ohio State, then it legitimizes, to me, their ranking. Right now, I'm still struggling with
See,
it. I think they have to be there.
The bigger thing was
because
they
were
still at 5 this week. And they beat Ohio State, and then the top four all won. I think there's a pretty legitimate chance they still don't get in.
At 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
they
could
would
be.
They would have stayed at 5, I think.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured out why we ended up with like 50 unread texts all of a sudden.
Why?
Because during the discussion about Ojo, one guy texted the show like 25 times with the same text correcting what I was saying about it. I get it. You guys only have to text it once. I see every text.
You sure it wasn't the
you
Nick
don't have
has
to send
radio
it
voice
20
text?
Times. No. Although that one did come in like 5 times also.
Did it really?
Yeah. I don't understand why these guys. I mean, I see your text. I just don't have time to read them all. And some of them, frankly, aren't worth reading.
5 different numbers or the same number 5 times?
Same number 5 times.
Oh, Nixie.
Same number 25 times for the Ojo thing. I get them. I see them. Don't worry. Some of them we don't have time to read or they're not relevant anymore or they're just not good.
Talk about Window World, Joe.
I thought the fan base was blowing up for you, Nick.
No.
All right, right now I want to tell you about my good friends at Window World. I'm a huge fan of Window World. I've been telling you about them for a long time because they do great work at a great price, and they'll give you an estimate for free so you can see how much you could be saving on your monthly bills for your energy costs. It's a fantastic program, and it's all because Window World is a great company. They are fast becoming one of the best, if not the best, window company in America for a good reason. All their windows carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. They have a higher quality product at a low price. The windows start at just $189 a window plus $45 for solar zone low E, which meets all of Texas energy regulations. And they do it all on their good word and the fact that they believe in what they do. So they'll come out and give you a free written estimate and tell you what you can do to improve the value of your house by putting in windows, what it will do to reduce your energy bills by putting in these windows, and they'll walk away. And all you got to do is call them back if you want them to do the work. They'll come out to do a fantastic job. In most cases, they get it done within a day, and you'll be so happy because the value of your house goes up, your energy bills go down, and it's just a more convenient and a better product for you and your household. And the first step to doing all of this is just giving them a call, 713-439-1172, or logging on to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. You tell them where you live. You tell them when you are available. They'll come to you and tell you what you need, what you could use, and what could improve your energy bills, and then they'll go away. If you want to get them to come back and do the work, you call them. They're not going to hassle you. They're not going to bug you. They're not going to pressure you. They've done their job because they believe in their product that much, and they believe that you will be a believer in Window World if you give them a try. So give them a call, 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.